I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to take a look at ISIS. With their strongholds gone, are they still a force to be reckoned with? And how does the church respond? Plus, radio's been around for generations, and yet it remains relevant all over the world, especially when it comes to talking about Christ. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, let's head to the Middle East. When the final strongholds of ISIS were cleared out in Syria and Iraq, many voices eagerly celebrated the group's demise. However, other more cautionary voices warned about the mobility of ideology. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says there's another factor to consider. The thousands of trained ISIS militants who fled Syria and Iraq had to go somewhere, and Iran seems to be the likely candidate. Nettleton says,
there is a large Kurdish population within the borders of Iran, and so it's a country where they can get into, they can mingle and fit in with the wider culture, which maybe makes it easier to go in undetected.
In fact, last month, three Revolutionary Guards were killed in a conflict with ISIS fighters, and a large weapons stash was found. However, Iran is not the only country losing sleep at night because of this threat.
There are thousands of trained fighters who are now returning home. In some cases, that's Iran. Like I say, in some cases, that's Western European countries. What's going to happen to them, or what damage are they going to do once they get home? That's a question that many countries are asking right now, not just Iran.
Let's ask God to give the global church diligence in sharing the hope of the gospel in the face of uncertainty, and pray also for the international leaders to respond with wisdom. Next, in Kenya, post-election disputes aren't over. Opposition leader Raila Odinga still claims that President Uhuru Kenyatta stole the election from him. On January 29th, Odinga held a mock swearing-in ceremony for himself as the people's president. The Kenyan government responded by shutting down some of the media and arresting participants. And on Sunday, 11 Western envoys urged Odinga to recognize Uhuru as Kenya's president. But it's not that simple. Tribal identity in Kenya often dictates political party allegiance. But Christian leaders in Kenya with Global Disciples are setting a different example. Tim with Global Disciples says they recently held an annual equipping event for church planting trainers in Kenya.
There were a couple tribes at this gathering. Some came from the Pokot tribe and some came from the Turkana tribe. And historically, those tribes have not gotten along very well. In later years, they're doing much better. But it was so encouraging to see the two tribes gather together, hold arms. Actually, they locked arms shoulder to shoulder and spent time praying for one another.
Where you come in?
If people want to be involved, we need people to help sponsor our gatherings, to help work with the trainings, and most of all, to pray.
And did you know that today is World Radio Day? It's a time to recognize radio's powerful presence throughout the world. In fact, radio is still a main source of information for most people. Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby shares.
You get into Africa, you get into Latin America, you go into Asia. Radio is a primary source of information, of encouragement, of help in Africa. It teaches farmers how to farm better. It's globally, radio provides information and content that you couldn't get in other forums, and it provides it to people in an accessible way that they don't even have to be able to read, but they can just listen.
And radio also crosses borders into closed countries and reaches people in areas where others may not be able to travel.
We are currently touched with our broadcast facilities 190 countries every day in 235 languages, and on our digital facilities, we're approaching 60 languages. And we have about 50,000 people a day on our digital platforms. So audio, radio, very, very important for the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You can help. Start by praying for TWR's ministry, the day-to-day content, and that God would be glorified. Find more ways to find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.